Well, I want to talk about the pandemic, or more specifically about the panic that they induced almost 4 years ago. The panic that is endemic, and the panic that they want to keep pushing at people. They want constant noise about some unknown disease, and they want everybody afraid of gain of function. This is part of the fear campaign. This is one of the reasons why I push back so much against all this Wuhan stuff. That does several things. First of all, it excuses the Republicans and Democrats who locked us down, who killed us with a hospital protocol, who poisoned us with their injections. It takes all that away, then focuses it on China, even when it's our gain of function in our lab. Oh, yeah, they'll talk about Fauci, but he's a safe target for the Republicans. But more than that, more than the misdirection and the red herring and taking everybody away, distracting them from their crimes. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton did when her emails were exposed by WikiLeaks. Who leaked that? That became the crime. Talking about who showed the crime that she was committing. That was the crime. Who told you about that crime I'm committing? Because that's what she was doing. It was a crime. That was the key issue. And so that's what they're doing with this gain of function stuff. They always do this red herring thing. And now they keep hyping bird flu, disease X, this mystery disease somewhere. This is laying the foundation for the next one of these lockdowns. But the bird flu is especially heinous because I believe the bird flu is targeted toward our food supply. They've already killed untold millions of birds, required that to happen. They've already said in the UK that starting in September, because this is such an emergency, in 4 months, it's an emergency, right? So in 4 months, you're going to have to report to us all of your backyard chickens and all of your livestock and all the rest of the stuff. We're going to start keeping inventory. Because they, first of all, want to require vaccination for all animals to get it into us. Secondly, they will kill and prohibit any animals that are not vaccinated. They want to contaminate the food supply. And, of course, this is for profits because, you know, pharmaceutical companies can sell a lot more vaccine units. If you got to vaccinate every single chicken, well, there's a lot more chickens on Earth than there are people. Even in New Zealand, when we were there, there was more sheep than there were people in New Zealand. If they can vaccinate the animals, oh, well, make that mandatory. But it's a way for them to control and to shut down the food supply. So now they're saying, well, this current bird flu outbreak began in 2020. Oh, did it? So then it's not a problem, is it? Because we haven't seen people dying from it, right? And yet now cows and goats have joined the list. So they're going to start killing them in big numbers as well. It never ends because it is all about panic and fear. And we have people on the right doing this as well. For instance, on Zero Hedge, this article, is there more to this current bird flu pandemic than meets the eye, by Michael Snyder. Now, he doesn't talk about the fear and the panic that they're trying to do. Actually, he pushes the fear and the panic even more so, which is what Alex Jones and Mike Adams did in the spring of 2020 in order to sell their news, get people tuned in, and to sell storable food and things like that. Do they know something that the rest of us don't know? Is there some looming pathogen out there that's going to kill us all? This kind of fear is being pushed by the conservatives, who should know better, but because they're doing this for their own self-interest. Look, I can read the room. I know how to get big followers. You talk about Trump, you talk about things that scare people and all the rest of the stuff, and everybody follows you. You try to talk that down, either one of those. Oh, people don't like that. We've got to not help these people with their agenda. And when conservatives do this, it helps them with their agenda. So basically, he goes through this long article, and it was, again, reposted by Zero Hedge, recounting all of the propaganda from the World Health Organization. Be afraid. Be very afraid. We really do need to have a global alarm system to lock everything down when there is a burgeoning pandemic, or whether it's disease X, or whether it's a mystery disease. Oh, we got to be able to act on that right away. No, there wasn't a pandemic. There never was a pandemic, folks. They killed people with their hospital protocols that Trump paid them to do. And then they kill people with a vaccine. The vaccine is a bioweapon, so they want you looking at Wuhan. They don't want you looking at Pfizer. They want you looking at the Chinese communists. Bird flu vaccines are already ready for mass production, says Dr. Richard Bartlett, emergency room director, Texas Department of Health and Human Services Advisory Council member. One of these people locked us down. And so he's on with Children's Health Defense. And they're pushing the fear about gain-of-function research. And look, I think all these labs ought to be shut down. And we've known about this, again, for a decade. It was 2014 that Allison Young was talking about this in USA Today. And they actually, Congress actually told Fauci and Francis Collins, stop this in 2014. They didn't stop it. They went to Wuhan. They continued the research at University of North Carolina and other things like that. Surprised people when they found out about it. Then in 2017, when Trump was president, he reactivated all that stuff. Trump, let me emphasize this. Trump reactivated gain of function. He reactivated gain of function that had been shut down in the Obama administration. It wasn't because Obama was a good guy. It's because there was a lot of negative press about it. They waited 3 years. And of course, Francis Collins didn't stop. He continued on with that stuff. And then Trump reactivated it in 2017. And now you've got, you know, the people who are supposed to be anti-vaccine and all the rest of stuff, Children's Health Defense, they're pushing this fear. And who is he going to? He's going to a Texas Department of Health advisory council member. One of the people who locked us down, told us to wear masks and all the rest of the stuff in Texas. You're going to ask him about advice? What's he going to do? He's going to sell you fear. He sold fear. He mandated fear. He mandated lockdowns. He mandated medical martial law. You're going to ask him about this stuff? Seriously? The purpose of this, folks, is to vaccinate all the animals. The purpose is to cull our food supply. The purpose is to gain centralized control. I'm sorry, your farm and your backyard chickens are not essential, and they're a risk to everybody else. You're not a good citizen. We're going to kill your animals, and you're going to get your food from a centralized food supply. We'll let you know when Soylent Green is ready. They want to kill our food supply, and they want to starve us. The New York Times reported that there's a risk that the virus could mutate and become transmissible between humans, and the Daily Mail claimed a new bird flu outbreak could be 100 times worse than COVID. These are their sources. You're going to take what the New York Times says as a gospel truth about this kind of stuff? They lied to us about all this. And again, you know, we were talking about the New York Times and their assessment of the drones against the tanks. But hey, the videos are there. This is a different story. And it's the New York Times back to form. And then the Daily Mail. Oh, it's going to be 100 times worse than COVID. Oh, well, you know, anything the Daily Mail says, you can take that to the bank, right? Well, you can take it to the bank if you're one of the pharmaceutical companies, for sure. The H5N1 strain of bird flu has now been found in milk, says the World Health Organization. Well, I guess that means we need to kill the cows, not just the birds. We've got to kill the cows. It's in the milk. And they're asking all this stuff. How long can it last in milk? Is it a threat to humans? Oh, yes, it is a threat to humans. This story is on Barron's, but it's coming out of the AFP. Mainstream globalist news. How long the virus can survive in milk is unknown. So be afraid. Be very afraid. You see, in the Netherlands, they're just going around and telling the people, you're going to close your farm. And we're going to give you a little bit of money for it, take it by eminent domain, and you have to sign an agreement that you will never farm again anywhere. They just do that in the Netherlands. Here, they've got to use fear. Here, they have to have some kind of a rationale to close all the farms and to kill all the cows, and so they're starting to do this with bird flu now. Cows and goats joined the list last month. I just read that to you from another story. These people are following a script. It's just like when Yale put out Now, here's how we tell people they got to take an untested vaccine that's experimental, that's never been done before, that messes with your genetics and all the rest of this. Here's what we do. You got to do this to love your neighbor. You got to do this because it's a miracle from God. You know, this is, it's like the moonshot. And you need to do this because your vaccine isn't going to protect you unless everybody is vaccinated. All of these types of things. They put all that stuff out. And then you had Christian pastors pushing that kind of stuff. You had mainstream media pushing it. I mean, they all went through these, you know, it was about 12 or 15 different lies that you could tell people. And they get to choose, you know, multiple choice. And you can use multiple lies to tell people. That's even better. And so now, you know, you got this pre-scripted stuff. Cows and goats just joined the list. A surprising development for experts. They were thought not to be susceptible to this kind of influenza. Oh, really? U.S. authorities earlier in the month said a person working on a dairy farm in Texas was recovering from bird flu after being exposed to cattle. Well, I guess that means it's settled then, right? Do you remember in the 1970s, swine flu? And do you remember that Mike Wallace, who actually did journalism, I didn't agree with everything they did. Sometimes he got it wrong, but at least he was a lot more honest, and it was before the companies were owned by the pharmaceutical companies. And he did that long expose about the fraud of swine flu. And he interviewed one woman who had been crippled for life with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And she said, I saw that, you know, we had, it was news everywhere. And Mike Wall said, yeah, we did it on our channel as well. All the news covered this. We found our first human case of swine flu. And look who it is. It's a young soldier. And the whole thing was a lie. It was a complete lie. There were three soldiers that were sick, very sick with the flu. Two of them were allowed to stay where they were. This third guy, they told him, no, you got to get out there and drill with your unit. So he goes out and drills with the unit, and he collapses. And then the drill sergeant who was with him gave him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, all this other kind of stuff. He died, I think, but the drill sergeant didn't even get sick. The other guys who were in the infirmary with him didn't get sick. But the way they played it up in the media, we've had the first case of swine flu. And this is what the lady who was crippled, she said, look, I'm older. I'm looking at this. I'm saying, well, you got a fit soldier who's in his 20s who died from this. I guess I'm really at risk, right? They play that. Oh, you're old and you're infirm. You're at risk. You better take the vaccine, which crippled her. And killed some people. But at that point in time, they exposed that. Now they're telling us they've got the first human case of bird flu. Do they? How did they test this stuff? Did they use a PCR test? When Fauci, and this is the war that Kerry Mullis had with him, Kerry Mullis invented the PCR test. He got a Nobel Prize for it. And he said, you can't use that like Fauci's using it. If you ramp up the cycles and you magnify it, you can find anything. And so what did they do this time around? Well, they waited until just after Kerry Mullis died, and then they ran the PCR test, ramped it up to magnify things 1.1 trillion times, and they could find anything they're looking for. And he had gone everywhere, challenging Fauci to a debate, said you cannot prove that AIDS is caused by HIV. You're going out there and you're using your PCR test and you're finding HIV and you're saying, well, that's what's causing the AIDS. Because I don't think that's what's causing it. But whatever is causing it, you can't prove it by how you're misusing my PCR test. They can find anything, anywhere, in anybody or any animal with a PCR test. So don't be afraid about the fact we're supposed to be afraid now this thing is somehow evolving, gain of function on its own, naturally evolving. It's going to cows and goats and humans and all the rest of the stuff. The case in Texas, the first case of a human infected by avian influenza via a cow. And this is information coming from the World Health Organization. Don't believe a word of it. Don't believe a word of it. They have a different agenda, a sinister agenda.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.